Hey, this is Dr. Shervin. Muskoka Magazine is brought to you by Dairy Lane Dental, keeping Muskoka smiling for over 30 years. Please visit DairyLaneDental.com.
Welcome. You're listening to Muskoka Unlimited on 88.7 FM The Bay and MuskokaUnlimited.com. Thanks for listening. We have a great guest to chat with today. Let's get right into it. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's the Muskoka Unlimited podcast on Hunters Bay Radio 88.7 The Bay and on MuskokaUnlimited.com online. So thanks for listening. Today I have a very special guest, Amy Sinclair, fitness lady extraordinaire. Amy, how you doing?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Excellent. Things are going very well for me, so I can't complain. You're here because we ran into each other on the soccer field several times, and I saw some of the awesome stuff you were doing to help people combat the COVID-19. So tell me a little bit about some of the outdoor exercise you've been doing with all these amazing people.
Well, it's been a journey since all of this hit, of course. And at the beginning, you know, there was, like everyone else, there was this fear of what do I do now? And you're rebuilding yourself, your brand. And of course, if you're working with other people, very concerned about how you can continue to have them work towards their health goals to keep them happy and moving. Because at that time, you need it more than ever. So I had to start brainstorming and coming up with things that I could do to make sure my clients were, as I just said, keeping healthy and moving. So how that started, as you've seen, Chris, I've been in the field and it's been phenomenal. I've been offering online classes, but then the beauty of the seasonality of being outside has been incredible because it gave me, as soon as we got that go ahead, the opportunity to call all my, you know, one-on-one clients. Yep. And my class clients to be able to get going and get moving. And many of us, you know, during this time, there's the online stuff, which some people are really good at, you know, joining in on and okay to have that accountability via screen. But there's also that other side where people don't have that same motivation at home and they want to show up for something, but they also need to know it's safe, especially during this time. So what that looked like, of course, there was guidelines laid out for us to follow. And, you know, we are to be 6 feet, 2 meters distance outside. Again, no masks and so forth. So going back to not being in a gym and having all of this equipment available in a lot of cases to, you know, going back to in a lot of the old school style where now you're going to really ensure you're using body weight movement. I do have dumbbells, which I've been very thankful that I've been able to have loaned to me. And then I had my own, of course, that I can use in that field for training with lots of sanitization in between, of course. You know, I never thought I'd be walking around with big things of hand sanitizer and jugs of, like, you know, outside friendly, like plant-based Lysol cleaners. Thank God they make all that stuff. And being able to just enjoy the beauty of what the field offers. So it actually worked out lovely during this season. And with that, you know, our mornings, my clients would started with me outside and, Amy, what does that look like? And I was, you know, are you excited to come back? And they're like, I'm so ready. Yeah. Let's go. You know, what does it look like in a field though? You know, like, what does this look like? And I'm like, do you trust me?
Yeah.
And they do. So out they come, of course, after going over all the things that keep them safe. And now we're into one-on-one training using body weight movements, dumbbells, and then resistance bands because I have a Sweet Cheeks resistance band company, my partner and I on the side.
Nice.
So we were able to really target the whole body with different styles of resistance to give them everything, ideally, that they could get in the gym, but without necessarily the strength opponent, like, component of, you know, if you're trying to lift 100 pounds, you're not doing that at this time.
No.
But if we're fatiguing the muscles and working the whole body carefully and so forth, you can still attain muscle growth. You can still attain muscle maintenance, and you can still work on keeping the inflammation out of those joints by keeping those muscles strong and wrapping. And then you look at the mood side of things with serotonin and dopamine. And through COVID, I mean, I cried on Facebook. You know, I put it out there that this was scary, and emotionally, for I knew if I was feeling it, others were feeling it. And when it comes to exercise, yes, we look at all the things it does muscle wise and cardiovascular wise, but mood wise, it's so important, especially in a time where we're in the unknown of things we've never experienced before.
Yes.
Right. 100%. So it was classes. I trained outside for a few weeks before I opened up for classes, just for, you know, I work with people with many different health levels that I need to be cautious to. And again, with the unknown, wanted to wait and see what happened with each stage of opening and being cautious to that. And one of the most beautiful things I noticed in all of this as well is when my clients would come to the field, you're listening to birds chirping and you're watching butterflies, and you know, it's this whole beauty of everything that for a while we were nervous to even go outside, right? And now we're embracing the,
this beauty.
Oh, it's so, so great. So for one, what that did for my client's soul and being there, and two, the whole other side of the physicality and mind muscle connection and et cetera to their health goals has been just phenomenal.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then a few weeks later, we moved into classes.
Yeah. And you're good. Now, the cool, I like what you said about being outside and listening to nature. That's helpful. That's calming. That's soothing. That's like, you, it speaks to what you said about the dopamine. It's soul soothing. It just gives you that tranquility. And you know, I mean, I know what it's like to run around and how much better I feel after I've played a game of soccer, I trained with my boys, and I'll do all the dynamic stretching and warm-ups with them and all their warm-ups with them. I can't play against them, but I do everything except that, right? Because I want to get that physical activity too. And we do that together, and I take my kids and we do all that stuff together. But I've noticed how much better I felt when I started doing that more consistently, because the first month of COVID, I was stuck inside. I put on weight. I did, you know, and then it was like, no, we have to go do stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's in the backyard or it's, you know, at a field once it was open again for us, or whatever it was, running, jogging. I would do jogs up and down hills, and the kids would ride their bike.
That's amazing. I love it.
And it's so important. And just being outside, and you're right, with the birds and the butterflies and the this and the that, it just makes you feel good, right?
Yeah,
and
the calm.
The calm. And then you're exercising, so that's making you feel good.
Yeah,
and it's
absolutely.
Like, then you lose some weight and you start feeling better and lighter, and you're like, wow, this is, you know, this is awesome. And you just want to keep going, right?
That's right.
It's so funny because it's like, it's so true. When you said that, I was like, oh, I personally understand exactly how that
it
feels.
It basically brings all of the things that you feel when you get a hug.
Yeah, exactly.
It really
it's
does.
True.
Absolutely.
It's true. And you can do that without, you know, being dangerous and hugging everybody.
That's right. It's just in a different way.
Which is just killing me.
I know, me too. I got a lot of air fives that I'm doing right now because I'm the high five queen. So,
oh, there's so many people that are like, oh, Chris, this must be killing you. And I'm like, yeah, I know it is. It's like I see, you know, people and I'm like, man, normally I'd give you a hug.
I know. I think hugs and handshakes and high fives may be a thing of the past for a while, but.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. As soon as they let me, I'm going back to hugging.
I know, me too.
A big sign on my lawn saying free hugs.
Yeah.
Come on by.
My kids, I'm like, just get in here. Mom, you've hugged me like 10 times today. I'm like, I need more.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I don't get to hug everyone else like I used to.
It's true, right?
Uh-huh.
It's true. But the cool part, also what you're doing is, I think there was a big social aspect to that, right? Like people, like when you're doing the groups, right?
Absolutely.
People coming out. I mean, and you could see, I saw one of your groups the other day and they were all smiling and saying hi to each other, and there was laughter, and there was true, genuine joy in everybody's faces. And
absolutely.
I think that's amazing. And what have you noticed with that, like, for everybody?
That's actually a really good thing. I've seen many levels, honestly, of emotions as we started back at the field. People that honestly hadn't left their house and their children in a very long time. And as much as we love our families, we love our children, we often need that soul searching break in between to re-energize, to upkeep with everything else.
Yes.
Not to mention, again, the fear of the unknown, blah, 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 blah. When we were outside, there was many times, not to mention just like not getting into groups yet, but going into that one-on-one training where my clients would see other people running at the track, yes, or another mom and child at the other end of the soccer, just the two of them, everyone, of course, respecting everyone's distance. And for one, them just being out in that brought like a beauty in a smile and a sense of like joy just from knowing they were around, yes, other people in a positive aspect, not at the grocery store where you're afraid to go down the same aisle.
Yes.
This is, you're being cautious, but you're outside. You can see you've got lots of space, fresh air, and just seeing other people carry on in life at a way that we were in February,
yes,
winter style, yes, right? To see that, and then one-on-one to be able to talk to me, another human being outside of that 10 circle, you know, is huge. And there was many times, to be honest, Chris, and of course I'll never give names for privacy purposes, but I would have clients break down and be like, I am so sorry. This is our first session. Like I'm ready. I'm just so emotional. This is like a leap for me. You know, you really see the levels of how it hits everyone. And then, you know, but then at the end they're like, oh my gosh, I feel so alive. Like we're back, and they're happy, and they're like, seriously, you could see the joy come into their toes and right out the top of their head, because if there was a light inside, it would have been beaming everywhere. Nice. And
we're going to take a break. I don't mean to cut you off. I know it's signal time to take our regular break on the Bay 88.7 FM, and you're listening to Muskoka Unlimited podcast. Amy Sinclair is my guest. It's Chris. If you don't know who I am, seriously, folks, get a clue.
All right.
All right. So we'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Shervin from Dairy Lane Dental, and you're listening to Muskoka Magazine.
So we're back with Amy Sinclair, fitness lady extraordinaire. We were just talking about, you know, the emotions that people were showing when they got to speak with you, when they got to train with you, when they got to, you know, be outside again and just having and taking leaps, what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. So just go on from there a little bit, and then we'll go into another topic after that.
Sounds good. So I wanted to then say, then we moved into the class stage, and people have been messaging me, when are you doing classes? When are you doing classes? Amy, are we back? I see other people doing classes. So it was really exciting just to, again, revisit that and what that looked like for all of my clientele and then some. And one, when they knew they got to come back to that, because like you were saying, there's that social, that social outlet for everyone, right? Yep. And that was huge. If you really are passionate about something in general, to have that gone for a while, you really start to notice just how much you appreciated it, right? And then the relationships you build along the way, doing those classes or being a part of something. So it was, you know, I told everyone prior to one, there, of course, is always a limit to fill your space because you want to make sure everyone can social distance, follow the rules, etc. But it was, you know, letting them know that there's many different levels of perception on COVID-19 and outlooks, and everyone. Some are at the same stage, some are at opposite ends, you know, of the discussion and how the feelings are with comfort with it. So I just reminded everyone that no matter your perception on COVID-19, when you arrive, you socially distance unless you live in the same household or they're your 10, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's beautiful that we've had the ability to work outside, and that really I should also give thanks to the town of Huntsville for, you know, giving us health professionals the ability to train outside this year, anywhere really, to be able to work with our people without any hiccups and stuff, knowing that COVID was taking place, because we wouldn't be able to do it without them.
Exactly.
Because with working together again between sports, going outside, and trainers doing their best to get their people moving, the town's been awesome. But going back to that class, it's so fun because now we're in person, we're feeling, you know, we might be social distancing, but the energy that comes with that is like, a wave of serotonin, wave of dopamine. You don't even have to be like working out yet. And you're just like, oh, how are you? It's so good to see you. You know, you're talking a little louder, but you're talking, you know, and, at the end of these classes, like we air high five and everyone's laughing and we're cheering for each other with, you know, woo woo, keep going. And that energy is again, like something, it's honestly hard to, it would get me teared up. It's hard to put into words, especially after knowing how much you love it, being away from it because of fear and you can't because of COVID, and then re-embracing all of the things that you are reintroduced to you and just understanding that it's like the most precious thing. Really. Yeah, it really is.
It is.
They mentally, physically, you can see the lift in them and how much they look forward to that time, right?
That's
and
awesome.
And it's like you see people get out of the car and then they've got that pep in their step because they're walking towards it, like you're going to a concert or a
That's awesome.
It's so good, honestly. We've got the music playing. We have a of course, you know, big old Bluetooth speaker with respect, of course, to anything else happening on the field. And really just everyone lifting each other up, and that's what everything is about, you know, focusing on the beauty that we can provide for each other mentally and physically, lifting our souls and just being ourselves with the same, you know, understanding that we're all human and we're facing the same things and working together to come through that in really positive way.
It's true. And that's awesome. I mean, you're right. All of that is right. Like, I love, and when I see the people who are getting out of their cars at the fields, no matter what, whether it's for you or just to walk around the track.
Totally.
You're right about the pep in their step. Yeah. Like, I'm outside, I'm happy. They're smiling at everyone. They're saying hi. They're just like, you know, people you never knew before, like, or might be here just cottaging and they've never been to the field before.
That's right.
And they're like at the field walking around the track.
That's right.
And they're like, hi, how are you? And, you know, everyone's just so happy, right?
They are. And it's a beautiful thing at the same time because everyone's very aware. So they really, although you might not know that other person, everyone's very respectful.
They are.
To keeping space.
They are.
They're sending a smile. They're saying hello. They're giving a wave. You know, it just, that kindness is everywhere, which is, again, so uplifting, but also respecting all the boundaries that allow you to feel safe outside where you are, which is awesome.
Which is awesome. Now, I was going to ask you, we've got about 5 minutes left. So I was thinking, we should chat a little bit about some advice you can give to people if they're still not comfortable coming outside to do things, like things they can do around the house. I mean, I know, watch your video and all that. I know all that. But like, you know.
Well, there's lots of different videos.
There's lots, you know, but little things they can do around the house just to get their activity, get their heart rate up, just be a little more active and avoid that kind of sedentary lifestyle that people can get into when they're kind of stuck at home.
Okay, so it's a great topic. I think I could say great 100 more times on that topic. So for me, as I mentioned, those of you that don't know me, my motto is strong mind, body, and soul. I had a health scare years ago, and it brought me into health and fitness and my love for it. My fear when COVID hit, not only obviously for what COVID could bring, was that people were going to be sedentary at home. I know what can happen with no movement. And again, depending on your age, after the age of 30, your muscle decreases per decade at 3 to 8%, depending on your job alone and what you're doing to maintain muscle or build muscle regularly. And what people maybe don't know is muscle one is the tensor bandage of your bones, your joints, everything. So we need that, or you're going to have a lot of inflammation set in. Maybe you already have it because you're not moving, or you started to get it because you stopped moving. Then on top of it becomes the lack of dopamine and serotonin because the fear of everything else starts to take over. So my advice for people in general, whether you are at home or afraid to go outside, or you are outside but not sure what to do, is move. If you're younger and you're not obviously working out with weights or different things just yet, then, you know, go for a bike ride, whether that's with your parents, with depending again on the age, play soccer in your backyard, go to a field, start to move. Life has to continue to move forward. And we do need some social interaction for that. Depending on your age and your comfort level, if you're at home and you're not able to do a lot at this time, I would suggest, one, you can definitely reach out to me, but two, you can put a chair at your dining room table, and depending on your level, you can sit in the chair, stand up from the chair, sit in the chair, stand up from the chair. You're now doing squats in the posterior chain. When you can grab a couple of cans of soup off the counter, or in some cases, a bottle of wine. And you can do a lot of arm exercises with some pots and stuff too. And yes, I have videos, blah, 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 but movement, cleaning in your home, getting up and down, doing things that keep you moving. Do not stop moving. You will lose muscle. You will open your body up to inflammation and things that won't make you happy. Not to mention the mind side of it. Then out there, there are tons of people offering beautiful online classes for many different levels, whether you're senior, whether you're someone currently with health compromises, maybe you're fighting cancer, whether you're children retraining for sports, whether you're looking for dumbbell workouts to barbell workouts to, you know, body weight exercises to resistance bands exercises. There is an array of stuff being offered on social media via Facebook and so forth. A lot of stuff is being offered free or very inexpensive. So don't hesitate reaching out to different individuals and asking what they have. The other thing
let me say one
no,
thing.
No, go ahead.
There was a really cool one. It was the Toronto Raptors strength coach put one out in like February or March, whenever. And it had like 15 different things you could do in like 15 minutes. From squats to I think it was jumping jacks, a bunch of things. Like a bunch of different fitness things you could do at home. In the comfort of your own living room. You could be watching a show or listening to music while you're doing
That's right.
And it'll keep you active.
And that's right. And at the, I mean, I started that right away in March because I didn't want anyone to stop moving. And just that, I mean, depending again, I always worry about the joint aspects, but moving in general is moving. So you can do mountain climbers, you can do planks, you can do them slow. You don't have to run crazy. If you can't do jumping jacks, there's slow modified versions of jumping jacks you can do. Again, squats, you can look at modified wall push-ups, or you can go on the floor and do push-ups, crunches to keep your core strong. Many, many different things for hamstrings. You can lay on the floor on your back, put your feet away from you, further, lift your toes beyond your heels, lift your bum up and down, and now you're causing a great hamstring workout. Not to mention just using face towels and you know, hand towels and tea cloths and so forth under your feet to do things. And if you're looking for this stuff, you're not sure where to find it, it's not just myself that does it. I can give you a list of different trainers in town that are offering this and outside of, but that you can find things to do while you're at home, literally watching TV. You know, like move, move, move. And if you have a hard time moving on your own, a friend or family member that you've been around, meet them. You know, utilize each other or call each other on FaceTime from your phone and say, okay, we're going to go on this person. Together. Let's do it together. Now I've written these down. Here's a few to do. I know local gyms have been posting different like things with A means this exercise, B spell your name, blah, blah, blah. And you could go on and literally like the Raptors did, make your own exercise. And if you don't know how to do it, you know, one, try, but two, there's again, so much on YouTube that's free. Not that, you know, you want to make sure you're following somebody that's going to help you do it safely. I always have to say that, but there's lots of free stuff out there and content. And again, there's a lot of people out there helping for very little money or so forth. So don't hesitate reaching out and asking.
Awesome. Amy, we're out of time.
Yeah,
that was
we
great.
Are.
But no, that was great advice to people. Just little things they could just do at home just to start being active. Little things they could do in their backyard, start being active.
That's right.
I'm going to throw one last thing. Eat healthier. If you're
Please.
Not moving and you're not doing stuff, eat healthier. Right? Cut the ice cream down to once a week or once a month. And you know what I mean? And
a lot of it comes when I mention to people about just starting to watch nutrition, because it can be very overwhelming. It's even just watching portion sizes, and that's it.
There you go. There you go. Okay, we got to go. I'm going to get in trouble. All right. We're out, everybody. Thank you, Amy, for being here.
Thanks
that's
for having
awesome.
Me.
You were listening to Muskoka Unlimited Podcast, 88.7 FM, The Bay, every second Sunday at 7 a.m. And then online, MuskokaUnlimited.com. And Hunter's Beat Radio will have some of that too. So thank you very much and have a great day, everyone.
Take care.
Thank you. You've been listening to Muskoka Unlimited on 88.7 FM The Bay or www.muskokaunlimited.com. Stay tuned for more wonderful episodes on our show.